Dictation for Stephen, S-T-E-V as in Victor, E-N, Pitchford, P-I-T-C-H-F-O-R-D, July 1st, 52. Addresses a letter to Kristen, K-R-I-S-T-E-N, Hyatt, H-Y-A-T-T, P-A-C, 588-5052. Dear Kristen, consultation Mr. Pitchford, hyponatremia, hypoosmolality, comes accompanied with wife. He has seen nephrology at Bay City for similar problems with negative workup. Because of the distance, he's changing to our service. Hyponatremia documented at least since 2022, probably earlier. He has recent diagnosis of compression fracture, back surgery, after lifting a heavy tree stump, was taking some Voltaren. Bone density shows osteoporosis. He's supposed to follow with pain clinic and neurology. He has history of hypertension, preserved kidney function, normal thyroid. Denies changes of weight or appetite. Denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia. He has constipation with a negative colonoscopy in the recent past. Denies blood or melena. Urine without infection, cloudiness, or blood. On a hospital admission within the last 3 months, received antibiotics for that purpose, but the cultures were negative. Antibiotics discontinued. He denies claudication symptoms. He denies chest pain palpitation. Denies the use of oxygen. Does not follow a fluid restriction. I calculated water intake at least 64 ounces, coffee 24, milk 6 ounces, some juices, VA and others, another 16 ounces. He has been on sodium tablets. Next paragraph, past medical history. Hyperlipidemia, hypertension, osteoporosis, compression fractures, back pain, constipation, hyponatremia, sleep apnea, denies the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS stroke or seizures, denies coronary artery disease, negative stress echo, apparently negative for arrhythmia. History of prostate cancer, 2006, robotic Da Vinci without recurrence. Next paragraph, surgeries include carpal tunnel, bilateral, a number of colonoscopies, including a recent one within the last 6 months, prior EGDs, bilateral rotator shoulder repair, tonsils adenoids, knee scope, prostate surgery, left-sided inguinal hernia repair, next paragraph, he's been a smoker since a teenager, off and on. He's continued July 2025, occasionally active alcohol intake, no drugs. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, side effects reported to albuterol, prednisone, ProAir, and codeine. Next paragraph, medications include sodium tablets, eye drops, claritin, lisinopril, recent exposed to Voltaren as well as Motrin, recently started on Fosamax. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph on physical exam. 71 inches tall, weight 185, blood pressure 146 over 80 on the right, 140 over 76 on the left, large calf. No evidence of respiratory distress. There are multiple skin lesions in relation to tongue-exposed areas, actinic keratosis, has bilateral cataracts, normal eye movements, no expressive aphasia, no gross mucosal abnormalities, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, minor carotid bruises. For the most part, lungs are clear, no pleural effusion consolidation, no arrhythmia, no pulsatile abdominal masses or ascites of tenderness, no gross enlargement or liver spleen. There is bilateral femoral bruits, left side more than right. I don't see gross edema or focal deficits. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries from October. Low sodium, presently 127-128, appears to be the new steady state. Normal potassium acid-base, calcium, glucose. He has anemia around 12.6. A change for the last 1 year. A normal white blood cell platelet, MCV of 96. Recent well-controlled cholesterol, PSA not detectable, vitamin D 25 more than 30, normal thyroid, back in October 2024, cortisol level appears appropriate. There has been at least 2 or 3 samples of urine consistently showing urine sodium above 40 and osmolality above 300. I do not see iron studies, prior hepatitis C antibody has been negative. Next paragraph, review CT scan abdomen and pelvis with contrast from September 2025. with extensive abdominal aorta calcification atherosclerosis, likely stenosis of the superior mesenteric artery, as well as bilateral superficial femoral arteries. There is documented compression fractures by MRI, L3, as well as severe neural foraminal stenosis, left-sided L4, L5, moderate bilateral L5, S1, an acute or subacute T12 compression fracture, there is evidence of coronary artery calcifications, a prior stress echo, October 2023, normal ejection fraction, treadmill was negative, for the most part, normal or minor abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, hyponatremia, hypoosmolality, a patient who has been normal value and status, and urine study sodium and osmolality suggesting SIADH. He is not doing fluid restriction, we discussed about it. Sodium tablets is not an answer. And given that he has hypertension on treatment and is not part of the pathophysiology for SIADH, could be decreased or discontinued. We discuss about protein intake or urea tablets to help us excrete the extra free water. We discuss the meaning of low sodium concentration and the risk, including brain edema and symptoms, reason for what importance of fluid restriction. We discuss the use of ADH antagonists and the concern for severe liver toxicity for what patient and family would not like to go in that direction. We discuss the etiology of SIADH. Many times it's unknown. In his case, I'm concerned about the developing compression fracture and osteoporosis. It's true that he is an elderly gentleman at 73 years old. He has not been exposed to steroids in the past. He has developed new anemia within the last 1 year. He has no other symptoms, but we should explore plasma cell disorder and update iron studies, B12 folic acid. All issues discussed with the patient and family at length will follow. End of dictation.